This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Hamas released a video on Saturday, and they say it shows its militants firing mortar shells at Israeli forces in Gaza. VOA is not able to independently verify the location or the date when the video was filmed. Israeli warplanes, we can tell you, did strike two urban refugee camps in central Gaza Saturday. The bombardment came hours after the Biden administration approved new emergency weapons sales to Israel. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Two members of the Iraqi militia groups have told the Associated Press that three overnight airstrikes on eastern Syria near a strategic border crossing with Iraq killed six Iran-backed militants. The strikes early Saturday on the border region came hours after an umbrella group of the Iran-backed Iraqi militants known as the Islamic Resistance claimed an attack on a U.S. military base in northern Iraq. Flooding in a railway tunnel near London has forced the cancellation of more than a dozen trains linking Britain with the European mainland early on Saturday. According to international rail operator Eurostar, crowds of passengers were stranded in London as departure boards showed cancelled or delayed trains.
Very, very busy. Not a lot of information being given out, and a lot of people who don't really seem to know what to do with themselves. A lot of people just sitting down and waiting. Seems like they're in for the long haul. We'll have to wait and see who goes and who doesn't.
This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters gathered again for an anti-government demonstration after disputed elections in Serbia. The opposition calling for the election results to be annulled. International observers say the election was problematic. Google has agreed to settle a $5 billion privacy lawsuit alleging it spied on people who used incognito mode in its Chrome browser, along with similar private modes in other browsers, to track their internet use. We get more on this now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The lawsuit filed in 2020 says Google misled users into believing that it would not track their internet activities while incognito. The settlement was reached Thursday. It must still be approved by a federal judge. Terms were not disclosed, but the suit originally sought $5 billion on behalf of users. Plaintiffs' lawyers said they expect to present the court with a final settlement agreement by February 24th. Google did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Russian officials on Saturday accused Ukrainian forces of shelling the Russian border city of Belgorod after a day after the 18-hour aerial Russian barrage across Ukraine killed at least 39 civilians. Two children were killed in the Belgorod attack, according to the regional government in a statement on social media. They also said an unspecified number of people had been injured. While previous attacks on the region have been generally taken place at night, images on social media showed flames in broad daylight in what appeared to be the heart of the city, with cars on fire and plumes of black smoke rising among the damaged buildings. Porridge, rice, watermelon, and sugar cane were on the menu for the annual Elephant Festival in Nepal, as locals put on an annual feast for the friendly giants. Domesticated elephants working in the Chitwan National Park on jungle patrols and the local tourism industry were given the day off to enjoy the feast, which falls on the end of December each year. A Chilean family welcomed a 7.1-kilogram baby boy amid mixed emotions on Thursday, as the child remains in intensive care and the mother is also hospitalized, but both seem to be okay. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.